We've been invited along today to Tesla at Gatwick Airport, or just outside Gatwick Airport, to test drive the new P85D Model S. Here with me today is Laura Hardy from Tesla Motors. Laura, would you like to tell us a little bit about Tesla and what you do within the business, please?
So Tesla is an American car company. We make 100% electric vehicles. Our current car is the Tesla Model S, but people might know us from the Tesla Roadster as well, which was a sports car based on the Lotus Elise chassis. Model S is a four-door saloon designed as an electric car from the ground up, which means that there's extra space, a huge battery. It can be five adults plus two children seats, so a seven-seater car. I am the comms manager for the UK and Ireland.
I was very lucky to drive the P85 Plus earlier in the year, and having the opportunity day to day to drive the P85D, it's sort of staggered me the difference. Even though they're both incredibly fast and smooth cars to drive, what has Tesla brought to the table to improve upon what was a very nice car indeed?
The P85 was a rear-wheel drive car, so one motor sat between the rear wheels. The P85D is a dual-motor car. It includes all-wheel drive, so we have two motors mounted between the rear wheels and the front wheels. So the car adds extra all-wheel drive, extra range because of the way that the power is delivered to all four wheels in the car, extra performance, so the P85 went from 0 to 60 in 4.2 seconds, and the P85D goes from 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. Insane mode is essentially what takes the P85D up to the next level. So the sport mode will give you the same performance as the old P85. The P85D has this insane mode, which is what delivers 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. Basically, the button is named that because our CEO, Elon Musk, decided that it was insane, so it's called insane mode.
And it was indeed insane to drive. I've had the opportunity to drive a number of electric cars over the past 12 months. And something, or two things really, that I found particularly about them is that firstly, the batteries don't last a great deal of time. So I have a thing called range anxiety. And the second was the speed of which it takes to charge a battery, depending on whether you're on a fast charge point or not. What are Tesla doing to address these issues?
Okay, so the great thing about Model S is that it was designed as an electric car from the ground up. So we've got masses of room to put a battery along the floor of the car. It's an 85 kilowatt battery, which means it's significantly bigger than anything else on the market. Most of our customers will charge at home. So they'll have a 7 kilowatt charger installed at home, which will do all of their charging needs from day to day. So they'll get in, plug the car in the morning the car is full and ready to go. So no deviation to petrol stations, nothing along those lines. No real need to use public charging network because you'll be able to charge at home most of the time. So you don't necessarily need to charge while you're out. If you want to do long distance journeys, we have something called a supercharger. There are 22 of these stations in the UK and 150 across Europe. These basically enable long distance travel. So you can leave your house with your 300 miles of range, travel to the nearest supercharger. It could be 100, 200 miles away. Stop there, charge, have a coffee, have something to eat on your way to the next supercharger if you're doing a long distance journey. So you can drive to the Arctic Circle in Norway. You can drive down to the south of France, to the Alps. You can drive to Milan, to Bologna. You can drive to Zagreb. So there are plenty of places to go. You can work your way around the network. Our customers have been to the south of France. They've been to the Alps on holiday. You'll find that they're more than willing to tell you about all their journeys that they've done as well. And I think actually what Model S does is it takes electric vehicle ownership to a new level, one with that unprecedented range and two with the supercharging points. The superchargers will replenish the battery in half of the battery in 20 minutes and 80% of the battery in 40 minutes. So just enough time to grab a coffee, take the necessary comfort break, and then carry on your way.
The price point of the P85D, or the Model S on its own really, is in the luxury sports saloon market. What are Tesla going to be doing over the next few years to maybe expand their range and fill the gap in the slightly lower price range?
So Model S is a premium car. The starting price is $55,000. However, the running costs are incredibly low on the car. So obviously you're not paying for petrol or diesel. a £5 electricity bill will fill the car. Superchargers are free to use. So your running costs are incredibly low. If you use the, if you go into London, the congestion charge is free. It's only 5% benefit in kind if you drive it as a company car compared to something similar at 30%. So let's just get that out the way. And then what's coming up for Tesla is we'll have the Model X, which is an SUV version built on the same platform as Model S. So we don't have pricing for that yet, although you can place reservations online. And then the next step is we're building a gigafactory in Reno in the US, which will produce batteries on a bigger scale so that we can then reduce the price of that to be able to produce a more affordable car, which would be which is going to be called the Model 3, and that is due 2016, 2017.
Well, it sounds like everybody at Tesla's got their hands full for the next few years at least. I'd like to thank you for inviting me along today and giving me the opportunity to drive the P85D. It really was an amazing vehicle, and I really look forward to having the opportunity to testing the Model X and the Model 3 when they both become available. So thanks ever so much, Laura. That's Laura Hardy from Tesla Motors.